today, it'll be Bud Bailey against Don Schwall. And the Yankees will bat in this order: Bobby Richardson, second base; Tony Kubek, shortstop; Roger Maris, right field; Mickey Mantle, center field; Yogi Berra, left field; Bill Scarron, first base; Elston Howard, catching; Cleet Poyer, third base; and Bud Bailey, pitching. For the Red Sox, Chuck Schilling, second base; Gary Geiger, center field; Jackie Johnson, right field; Vic Swirt, first base; Jim Pagliarone, catching; Frank Malzone, third base; Don Button, shortstop; Carl Yastrzemski, left field; and Don Schwall doing the pitching. It's rare that you will find a manager throwing a left-hander at Fenway Park when he can avoid it. Despite the fact that there was a fellow by the name of Mel Parnell who won 24 games one season and was an exceptionally fine pitcher for the Red Sox and, of course, played half his games here. But as a general rule, because there's only one end of the park that is a deep end, the right-hand pull hitters facing a left-hand pitcher have a better chance of hitting the left field wall or hitting over it into the screen. But with pitching problems besetting Ralph Hout, who was very grateful for the slugging talent of his team on this road trip that has seen them win 7 out of 10. They won 7, lost 3, and lost 2 of those one evening against Washington when he tried out a 20-year-old youngster in one game and pitched Bud Bailey with 2 days rest. Bud is coming right back today after having had 3 days rest. But there's no alternative. Ralph had rather, of course, used a fellow like Stafford or Terry or Curley. Terry looked a little bit better, Ralph said yesterday, than he has been looking. He was throwing just a little bit better, even though he didn't fare too well in his brief relief experience yesterday, but he seemed to be a little looser. And now today, I understand from the Yankee skipper that Bill Stafford will be in the bullpen. It takes a while when you get a sore arm to kind of work it back if it doesn't remain a chronic thing. And that's the one thing that always worries the manager, that it may be chronic. If it would happen to one pitcher or perhaps somebody in a bullpen, you might work around and shift your pitching order. But when it happens to three of your better starters, or three out of your four starters, then you got quite a problem to wrestle with. Tomorrow night, the Yankees will be home with the San Francisco Giants in a game to be played for the benefit of baseball, sandlot baseball in the metropolitan area. All the Yankees' receipts will go to that fund. We understand the Giants' share of the receipts will go to a similar fund in San Francisco. Willie Mays will be on hand to delight the crowd with his brilliant play. And it is hoped, of course, that he will do some of the things of which he's capable. You know, so often, and it makes ball players so upset, whether you know it or not, they may do all these heroics during the middle of the week, and then suddenly on Sunday you get the biggest crowd, and that's the one day they go 0-for-4, you know, or strike out twice and don't hit the home run. That's when everybody has, more people have a chance to come on a Sunday. Of course, sometimes they do come through the heroic or some special occasion. However, you can't pick your days. But in any case, it'll be fun to see Willie, a great ball player, a truly great ball player, and Orlando Cepeda. And by the way, those two and Willie McCovey will be in a home run hitting contest starting at 7:30. And Mantle and Maris, and either Scarron or Serve will be in there for New York, just to give you a little added extra attraction. Extra added. been getting my proverbs before my wise sayings here. I must be in the subjunctive mood today. It's a terrible thing for a fellow to come to work with a dangling participle. Especially when the clubhouse doctor is in the clubhouse. And the game will be just a mite late in starting. The Yankees are hopeful of a game that will be shorter than the last two that were games that has this whole town talking. I've listened to some of the Boston writers and some of the people around and all over, come as, from as far as New Hampshire, said, boy, they haven't been talking baseball as much as they have been the last couple of days. And our reports around New York indicate the same thing. But I do, I hope that those of you who can't come might still buy some tickets and spread them around to more unfortunate folks, make it possible for them to see that game tomorrow night. It's deductible if you do that. The pennant race resumes on Tuesday night for the twi-night doubleheader with the Chicago White Sox. First game at 6 o'clock, and there are plenty of good seats of all kinds available. There's a Wednesday afternoon game of the White Sox, and a makeup date on Thursday night with the White Sox. Friday night, the Baltimore Orioles will be in. Saturday afternoon, and a doubleheader next Sunday. And, of course, next Saturday afternoon will be the annual Old Timers Day, starring many of the great New York Giant, Brooklyn Dodger, and New York Yankee stars of bygone times, such as Yankees Bill Dickey, Wade Hoyt, Lefty Gomez, Dick Rashie, Allie Reynolds, Home Run Baker, Red Ralph, Jerry Coleman, Gil McDougal, Charlie Keller, George Selkirk, Speck Shea, Joe Dugan, Joe McCarthy, Joe Collins, Bill Bevins, Buddy Hassett, Tommy Henrick, Joe Page, Joe DiMaggio. Among the Giants will be Frankie Frisch, Hall of Famer, Travis Jackson, Dick Bartel, Freddie Lindstrom, Gus Mancuso, Rube Marquardt, who once won 19 games in a row, Bill Terry, Bobby Thompson, Irish Musial, Sal Magley, Lefty O'Doul, Carl Hubbell. Among the Dodgers, Roy Campanella, Mickey Owen, Otto Miller, Jackie Robinson, Eddie Stanky, Dolph Camilli, Zach Wheat, Van Lingle Mungo, Max Carey, who next Monday will be inducted into the Hall of Fame at Cooperstown, Pee Wee Reese, Kirby Higbee, Ralph Branca, Dixie Walker, Billy Cox, Joe Black, the umpire in chief, Al Shack, other umpires, Cal Hubbard, head of the American League, umpires, the supervisor, Larry Guest, former National League umpire, Billy Gree, former American League umpire. There will be Mrs. John McGraw, Mrs. Babe Ruth, Mr. Lou Gehrig, Commissioner Ford Frick, Assistant Charlie Seeger, American League President Joe Cronin, National League President Warren Giles, Paul Kerr, Vice President of the Hall of Fame, Sid Keener, Director of the Hall of Fame, Will Harrod, Chairman of the Board of the American League. So that'll be a big day next Saturday at Yankee Stadium. The first Old Timers Day was held 20 years ago in 1939 as a salute to the ailing Lou Gehrig, and the events have become stadium fixtures since then. Ralph Houck and Mike Higgins up at home plate, quick conference with the umpires. Bob Stewart works the plate, Charlie Berry at first, Joe Enfilade at second, Frank Dumont at third, and now the Red Sox take the field. They take the field, and young Don Schwall of the University of Oklahoma walks out to the mound. The public address announcer will step fourth or fifth and say, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Thank you. For New York, Daly and Howard. And for Boston, Dwall and Pagnaroni. What I said a while ago is just as a crisper pressure day, I meant that it is 94 degrees at game time. The best batter of them all, baseball and Ballantyne. Don Schwall, the 6'6", 190-pounder, who is 23 years old, has won 9 and lost 2. He was recalled from Seattle May 18th and has done a great job, of course, for the Red Sox. He beat the Yankees 9-6 at New York July 9th, the only time that he's faced them. Yankees won again yesterday, 11-9. Cleveland beat Minnesota 4-0. Chicago beat Baltimore 7-4. And 11-4 took 2 from them. Washington beat Los Angeles 7-6. Detroit, Kansas City rained out. Right now, Bobby Richardson steps into hitting position. The first ball pitch is high outside for a ball. Milwaukee beat Pitt 5-4. Pittsburgh, San Francisco 8, Cincinnati 3, Philadelphia 6, Chicago 5, Los Angeles beat St. Louis last night, 11 innings, 5-4. Those were last night's scores. Richardson takes inside for a ball. We have nothing to report yet in the American League so far today. In the National League, Pittsburgh 2, Milwaukee 1 in a 2 innings, Haddix and Buell, first game of the doubleheader. Here's the pitch to Bobby, then there for a strike. Matthews just homered in the third to at least tie it up. Chicago, Philadelphia scoreless end of an inning, Brewer and Mahaffey. San Francisco at Cincinnati, Marichal and Perkey. Bobby Richardson awaits the next pitch from Schwall. Takes it up high. Ball 3, 3-1. Right-hander's delivery is in there. Strike 2. Full count. And the 3-2 pitch is outside. Ball 4. And Bobby walks. Tony Kubek. Richardson was hitting 256. Tony batting 288. Schwall delivers, and the ball is bunted foul over left of the plate. Strike 1. Yastrzemski in left, Geiger in center, Jensen in right. Malzone third, Budden short, Schilling second, Wirtz first, and Pagnaroni catching. Delivery. It's low. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Frank Frassetti coaching at third. Wally Moses at first. A warm New England day. Great baseball day. Schwall sets, delivers, and Kubek swings and hits the fly foul off third out of play. And below stand, strike 2. 1-2. Delivers, Kubek takes high and away. 2-2. Don Schwall, the leading Red Sox hurler, with 9-2. A real good-looking rookie. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Swung on. There's a bounce through the box. The throw is to Button for one. Back to first double play. Play. Kubek hit a bouncer. The 6'6" Schwall reached high for, grabbed, and turned into the double play by way of Button. To work. With two down, up comes Roger Maris, batting .271. Red Sox 92nd double play. Two away. Ball to the windup, and the pitch is up high. Ball one. 1-0. One ball, no strike. Now the pitch. Swung on, hit back out to second, and up into his Button, back to the bag, clips the first in time, and the sides are tied. He was playing right behind the bag. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. End of the first half, the first inning, New York nothing, and Boston coming to bat.
A beer must be actually light.
Actually light.
With true lager flavor, it's actually right.
Ooh, it's actually light. Lively, golden, crisply clear.
The crisp refresher.
With refresher. Balance on Valentine's beer.
Pleasure is the purpose of the crisp refresher. Your first swallow and everyone to follow is light and crisp and golden. So pour pleasure. Pour today's Valentine.
So clap your hands. Tap your feet. Snap your fingers. And ask the man for Valentine.
The crisp refresher.
Valentine, Valentine, dear.
Since 1840,
America's finest.
The last half of the first inning. Chuck Schilling leads off, Gary Geiger on deck, and Jensen to follow. And four hits yesterday, three runs batted in. Daly's delivery is high and away. The knuckle gets away from Howard. Daly has a record of 8-11. He's 4-3 with New York. Now the pitch swung on, grounded to short. Kubek up with it, throws on over to first in time, and there's one away. Gary Geiger will be coming up, hitting .244. Daly's delivery. Geiger takes inside. Ball one. One ball, no strike. Now the 1-0 pitch on the way to Geiger. Swung on as a soft pop, and Boyer one-handed in front of Kubek. They race way over towards second. It was a check swing and two breakfast deep. And had the ball dropped, he might have a tough time tossing out Geiger. And Boyer raced over and grabbed it one hand. Up comes Jackie Jensen, hitting 267. Jensen takes a strike. Next pitch is in there for a strike. Nothing to do. Delivery is a curve outside for a ball, one and two. One ball, two strikes. Daly's pitch is swung on as a liner in the center. Mantle coming on fast and traps it. The base hit. Scooped it up on the hop, one-handed. And Jensen singles to center, which allows Vic Wirtz to come up, hitting 280. Big Vic. You know, Wirtz said yesterday the wind was blowing in from right field. So he said he wasn't going to take a poke out that way. He's going to try to go to left, and he hit the wall twice. Today, he may be trying to pull. No wind blowing in as yet. Here's the pitch swung on, grounded foul down the first baseline, strike one. Nothing in one to count on Vic Wirtz. Jim Pagnaroni on deck. Billy Herman coaching at third. New York at first. Bud Daly into the stretch. Jensen with a good lead. And the pitch. Swung on, hit down the left field line. And it's going to be over and against the fence. And it is a foul ball. Wirtz hitting the corner, but he hit it foul. A two-strike count. And Vic hits the ball away from him up against that fence. He's got good power. He can crash him deep, too, when he pulls him. No score, first inning. Jensen on first, two outs. Jackie takes a good lead away. Bud Daly to the stretch. Looks over at the runner. And the pitch. It just misses the outside corner. Try the fastball. Again, the check of the runner. And there he goes. The pitch is second inside. The throw down to Kubek is in time. And Jensen's off stealing. Howard to Kubek. No runs, one hit. No errors, and no one left on. At the end of the first inning, no score. Elsewhere, nothing to report yet in the American League. In the National League, Milwaukee 2, Pittsburgh 2, end of 4 innings. Fuel and Haddix, Matthews homered in the third. They're playing a doubleheader. First game, of course, Chicago 1, Philadelphia nothing. End of 2 innings. Brewer for Chicago, Mahaffey for Philadelphia. Boucher and Zimmer with one on and homered. Boucher, or rather Zimmer, in the third with one on. That makes at least 3-0, Cubs. In the National League, San Francisco, as we continue the National League, San Francisco 0, Cincinnati batting first team, Marichal and Perky. Robinson homered the first with one on. They're playing three. Los Angeles, St. Louis will be Padres and Gibson. Mickey Mantle leading off in the first half of the second inning. Yogi Berra on deck and Bill Scourin to follow. Before this road trip, the Yankees started out in second place, a half game behind Detroit. Right now, they're a game in front. And Detroit's playing two at Kansas City, so that the Yankees could wind up a game and a half behind despite a 7-4 road trip if they lose this one, and Detroit win two. In two. Here's the pitch to Mantle. He bunts the first one deep, and he's digging hard, and the throw is too late. Mantle beats it for a base hit. Mickey Mantle beats out a bunt to start the second inning. Mickey hitting 331, boosts his average with a bunt that he beats out. Starting out an inning, he frequently will do that. Trying to get something started. And when you read in the papers about these fellows trying to beat Ruth's record, this is not in their minds all the time. Sure, they think about it when they're on a home run spree. But they're thinking basically about trying to win a ball game. Here's Yogi Berra. There goes Mantle. The pitch is taken. The throw down. And Mickey is... he's out. Back out by Button. First time he's been thrown out this year. Mantle out stealing for the first time this season. A good throw by Pagliarone. And there's one away. That's the first time he's been thrown out this year. One down, and Berra the batter. Strike on him. Schwald's pitch is outside and high. 1-1. Now the delivery, swung on as a slow roller, hit out to second. Chilling up the, wait a minute, hit off of Yogi's foot. Foul ball. Wait a minute. They chilling through to work, and Stewart points to the ball, asks Berry to look at it. It's got blacking on it. They throw the ball out. It hit off Yogi's foot. A 1-2 count. Second inning. And the pitch. Yogi swings and fouls it back to the press box. A 1-2 count. Mick had stolen 7 out of 7 until just now. Pagliarone nailed him with a good throw. Schwald's pitch to Yogi, swung on and fouled back. Count remains 1-2. Now the delivery. Swung on, the ground ball hits to short. Button up with it, throws on over to Wirtz, and there's two away. Bill Scarron, batting 280. The right-hander of the windup the pitch. The moose is over. Strike one. Nothing in one. Don Schwall beat Cleveland 9-2 last outing. Next pitch swung on, bang through the middle in the center for a base hit. Geiger up for the ball, throws back in, and the moose is on with a single to center. That's the first solid hit. Mantle, of course, getting hit on a bunt that he beat out. Up comes Elston Howard, batting 359. Pitch to Ellie, outside, ball one. So far, Schwall's kept anybody from pulling the ball. Second inning, no score, two outs, Gallon on first. And the pitch, swung on the bouncer, hit, foul down the third baseline, fielded by Malzone. And to wait for Frank Umont. Bob Stewart called it. Actually, it was Stewart's play. Plate umpire calls him, and it's first foul before the bag. Foul line umpire calls the ball. When the determination whether it's fair or foul is based on where it lands after it crosses the bag. Here's the pitch outside. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Or where it, after it lands on the other side of the bag. On the count on Ellie. Howard leads away from first. Here's Schwall's pitch, and it's outside. 3-1. Cleet Boyer on deck. Now the 3-1 pitch is low for ball four. Howard walks. Scallon moves to second. Up comes Cleet Boyer. Batting 228. Yanks and Giants tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium. White Sox at Twinight doubleheader Tuesday night. Wednesday afternoon, a single game. A makeup night game Thursday night. Moves off second, Howard off first. Two away, no score, second inning. They pitch to Boyer. Send there for a strike. Good sinker. He's got a good sinker ball. We used to call it drop. Outfield around to the left. Schwall, the right-hander to the stretch. The pitch to Boyer. Swung on and missed. Got him on a curve. Strike two. Nothing in two. No balls. Two strikes. Two strikes, two outs, and two on. Schwall ready. Delivers, and Boyer takes the ball. It bounces away from Paglioni, and everybody advances the base. A wild pitch. Gowan goes to third. Howard to second. One ball, two strikes on Boyer. In, getting ready. Give Boyer his Sunday best. One ball, two strikes, two outs. The wind up the pitch, and Boyer swings and fouls it down the third baseline. Count remains 1-2. Ball rolling into the Yankee dugout. A 1-2 count. Here's the pitch on the way. It's up high, fastball, 2-2. Two outs, two on, no score, second inning. Schwall to the windup. Here's the pitch, and Boyer swings into the back three. Side for side. No runs, two hits, no errors, two men left on, 10 of an inning and a half. New York nothing, Boston nothing. Well, here's the number for today. More than 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer are enjoyed every day. Actually, the figure is closer to 5.5 million. 5,435,616 to be exact. Quite a tribute to the brewers of Ballantine beer. Obviously, this is public acceptance of product quality on a tremendous scale. People know quality when they taste it. That's why over 5 million glasses of the crisp refresher enjoyed every day. The other good reason is people get thirsty. You get thirsty, you go looking for something to quench it. Naturally, you want something that's good. Real good. I'm talking about the crisp refresher, Ballantine beer. Has everything you want in beer. Light, refreshingly light, with all the good lager beer flavor you want. That's why we call Ballantine beer the crisp refresher. So remember to ask demand for Ballantine beer and join all the millions of folks from the Canadian border to the Florida Keys to enjoy today's Ballantine beer, America's finest since 1840. Here's Vic Wirtz, who was standing up there in the first inning when Jensen's out stealing. So he starts out for the clean slate. Bud Daly's pitch on the way, swung on, fouled off out of play to the left of the plate, strike one. Symbol of courage to countless thousands and hundreds of thousands. Vic Wirtz. Battled back from a mild attack of polio to continue his baseball career a few years ago, and he was with Cleveland. Hitting 280. He's a power boy. Bud Daly with a windup, and the pitch is a knuckler, and it bounces into the dirt and away from Howard. Ball one, 1-1. Bud shakes off the sign now. Okay, he's the next one. Into the windup, and the pitch. Fastball is in there. Strike two, 1-2. The wind is blowing out to left. That's why Wirtz's been trying to pop it that way, though, of course, he may pull it. Depending on the pitch. One ball, two strikes, but if he can get his pitch the other way, he'll do it. Tried it in the first inning, and he did the first pitch this inning. Maris is not playing as deep and right as he usually does. Daly's delivery. Curve low outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Jim Pagliarone on deck and Frank Malzone to follow. No score, it's the second inning. Here's the 2-2 offering on the way. Swung on and fouled back. He crowded him with a fastball. Wirtz tried to check his swing when he saw it was going to be a ball, but he couldn't. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 delivery on the way. Swung on, fouled off again to the left of the plate, out of play. Bob Jerk putting a new ball in play. Balls, two strikes. Now the pitch. An overhand fastball is hit up into the air to left field. And whether they reach the wall or not, Yogi is going to move under it and makes the catch. One down in the second. Now Jim Pagliarone comes up, hitting 230. This is the right-handed full hitter's win today. Not that you need much. Johnny Blanchard, after doing all the heroics Friday night and yesterday afternoon, just a few minutes after the game was over, I mean after he dressed, had an odd minor accident. Here's the pitch to Pagliarone. Curve in there. He walked by our bus. We were going to go to the back to the hotel. They ought to have some place to have taxis taking players back. Other places, they get a bus and take everybody back. Daly's delivery, high outside. So John came by the bus, and everybody was kidding him, you know, and he's going out to dinner with a friend of his who had a young son. So as he walked up the street, somebody spotted him and asked him for his autograph, several people. Here's the pitch on the way, inside. So he was standing on the curb. He turned around, his back to a car. The sign, he lost his balance a little as they crowded him. As he fell back, his hand naturally went out to catch himself against the car. The window was down, but it was had been broken, had a jagged edge on it, and he cut his finger deeply. Here's the pitch, swung on, going all the way, I believe, going, gone in the stream. 1-0 Boston. Jim Pagliarone lost one into the screen in left field for his 13th homer and 40th run batted in. 1-0 Boston. Second hit off Daly. Up comes Frank Malzone. Batting 228. Bud Daly to the windup and the pitch. It's a curve inside. Ball one. Hit an inside pitch up into the screen. Inside in the strike zone. Next pitch swung on and missed. Strike one, 1-1. Daly's next delivery, high outside. A 2-1 count on Frank. Here's the pitch on Malzone, swings and bounces it foul down the third baseline. Up the 2-2 pitch to Frank. High outside, ball three. Garin, by the way, when he singled in the first half of this inning, hitting his 14th straight game. Here's the 3-2 pitch on the way to Malzone. Curve is popped up into short left. Kubek out under it and makes the catch. Two down, and up comes Don Budden, hitting 267. 1-0 favor the Red Sox. Budden has walked 55 times.
And a favorable number. Mantle's walked 75, for example. Here's the pitch to Budden. They take the strike. Maris has walked 56 times, and Budden 55. That'll give you an idea how often this boy gets on base. Cut the pitch to. Here's the delivery. Inside for a ball, 1-1. on, pop foul behind the plate. Howard comes back under it and has it. Stride's retired. One run on Pagliarone's loft into the screen and left. One hit, no errors, and no one left on. At the end of two innings of play, Boston, one run, two hits, no errors, no one left on. The Yankees, no runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. Elsewhere, Baltimore, Chicago, Estrada and McLeish, the scheduled pitchers, but time's been called, rain. Cleveland and Minnesota, it'll be Latman and Ramos. Detroit, Kansas City, play doubleheader later. Washington, Los Angeles, later start single game. In the National League, Pittsburgh 2, Milwaukee 2, end of 5. Haddix against Bue. Matthews and Aaron homering. Aaron just homered in the 6th to make it 3-2 Milwaukee at least. First of a pair. Chicago 4, Philadelphia nothing in the 3.5. Brewer against Mahaffey. Boucher and Zimmer with one on, homering for the Cubs. Cincinnati 2, San Francisco 1, end of 3. Perkey and Marischal. Robinson homered with one on. They're playing a doubleheader. Padres and Gibson will be the pitchers. Los Angeles, St. Louis, single game. We pause for station identification.
You're listening to Quality Modern Radio, WOKO, in Albany, New York.
We'd like to remind you about the Giants tomorrow night and the Yankees. That should be on radio at 7:55. We'll be on TV also tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Bud Daly leads off from the first to the third. Schwab's pitch is over. Strike one. 1-0 Red Sox. Daly with four hits in 36 charged at bats, hitting 111. Schwab's next delivery swung on. It's a high fly ball to short right. Jensen comes in under it and has it. One down. Now Bobby Richardson drew a walk in the first inning. Tony Kubek to follow. Boston 1, Yankees nothing. First of the third. Schwall's pitch is swung on line. Foul down the left field line. Strike one. Outfield around the left. The wind springs up again out toward left. Walls delivery. Swung on, hits the short, and by into left field. Button went to his right. That ball hit and took off by him. He couldn't get a glove on it. And Richardson singles to left with one out in the third. It looked as the ball went out as a low liner that he'd get it on one hop, but apparently it veered away from him. Tony Kubek bounced the box into a double play in the first inning. Don Schwall using his 6'6" height to advantage on the ball as he reached high to grab it and turned it into the double play. Right-hander checks the runner. The pitch to Tony. Swung on line down the right field line for a base hit. And here is Richardson around in second. Headed for third. Jensen's throw. Here comes Richardson around third and holds up. Jackie made a fine play on the rebound off the right field wall. And Kubek goes in the second with a double. Runners on second and third and one out. Kubek pulled the ball down the right field line. And Jensen made the play on the rebound perfectly to keep Richardson from scoring. Kubek's 30th two-bagger. First inning. One away. Wall to the windup to pitch. swung on, line to right field for a base hit. Richardson will score. Kubek on third. He comes in to score. The throw to the plate, cut off by Wirtz, and Maris is trapped. They throw to Button. Button running Maris down and tanked him out. But two runs come home on Maris, single to right. He thought the throw was going to go through to the plate, and he's caught in the cutoff play. Jensen to work. The Button. 9-3-6. But it's 2-1 New York as Maris drives in runs 87 and 88. Now up comes Mann, will be out of bunt in the first inning. The pitch is inside for a ball. Batting 333. Now the next delivery. It's up high, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Getting the sign. The wind up, the pitch to make. Way high outside. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Two away. The 3-0 pitch. It's inside for ball four, and Mann will walk for the 76th time this year. Out 63 times. There's Yogi Berra. Grounded to short in the second inning. Two to one New York, third inning. Wasn't giving Mick much to slug at. Ball to the stretch. Mantle of the lead. The pitch to Yogi is low and inside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Again to the stretch, Mantle with the lead. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike, one and one. Slow curve got the inside corner. Throw to first, Mantle's back. This would normally be a steal situation for Mick, but he got thrown out in the first inning. He may not try it right now. But it's two away. Here's the stretch. And the pitch. Low and inside. Ball two, 2-1. Can't get much of a lead on Schwall, I'll say that. Two balls, one strike. Right-hander ready. And the pitch. Swung on. The bouncer hit to Wirtz. He's up with it. Steps on first. Berra is retired. And so are the Yankees. Two runs. Three hits. No errors. And one left on. The end of 2.5 innings. New York 2, Boston 1.
Along a six-pack, a jolly six-pack of Ballantine beer. It carries with ease, cools in a breeze, and best of all, it gives you six icy cold cans of the crisp refresher.
Take along a six-pack, jolly, jolly.
the last half, the third inning. Carl Yastrzemski up, and they're playing the Notre Dame victory march. He went to Notre Dame. Here's the pitch. Low outside for ball. Somebody's rooters to hear from Long Island. Bridge Hampton. He's going to be a real good ball player. In fact, he's improved already this year. Now the pitch. Swung on and bounced foul past Rudy York. Learned to pull the ball a little more. Of course, in this park, it was good. The fact he's a left-hand hitter and his power was the opposite field. It was good for this park, but not a lot of other parks. But he's changed his swing. Wally Moses was talking to me about it. What I tell you is I knew he was going to change, but he's a much better-looking hitter up there now. He'll be a real star. Bud Daly's delivery. Curve is outside. Ball two, 2-1. New York 2, Boston 1. It's the third inning. Now the 2-1 pitch. Fastball just misses the outside corner. 3-1. Wall followed, and leadoff man Chuck Schilling. To the windup, the 3-1 pitch. Swung on, hit out back through the middle, but there's Richardson, knocks the ball down and can't make a play. It'll be scored the base hit. Base hit. Richardson broke to his right and got in front of the ball behind the bag. But he's only knocking it down. Now up comes Don Schwall. Schwall's had 6 hits in 14 games. Five-piece group in there. They just finished playing the Notre Dame victory march again and got the base hit. Boyer moving in close. The pitch is bunted and nicely. Daly's up with it and throws to first base. Sacrifice for Schwall. Daly might have had a play at second, but he had a long throw and Yastrzemski is fast. He took the sure out at this point. Garin accepted the throw. Yastrzemski on second, one out, and here's Chuck Schilling, also from Long Island, New Hyde Park. Went to Manhattan. Find his second base prospect the Red Sox have had since the days of Bobby Doerr. Right hand batter, the pitch. Curve is swung on, lofted high into the center, left center. Mantle going back toward the wall and makes the catch. Yastrzemski runs back to second, tags, but just draws the throw, and Mantle threw a perfect strike to third base. No point, really, in Yastrzemski trying to defend. Sometimes there is when you're sure you can make it, because then you can score in a wild pitch or pass ball or an infield boot that doesn't roll all the way through. But he saw he couldn't make it for sure, and so didn't try. Gary Geiger popped out in the first inning to Boyer. 2-1 New York, last of the third. Daly ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Curveball. Yanks and Giants at the sixth tomorrow night. It seems that we've been on the road all year, not just this trip. I mean, it's pleasant no matter where we go to see the games and to broadcast them. Here's the delivery outside for a ball. It just seems as if we've been away from home so much. Always good to get home and get back into the ballpark where you get a little more sanity in your ball game. The delivery. Swung on. There's a high fly ball. May drop. There's Richardson digging out. The ball may drop, and it does. They said, and Yastrzemski scores. Throw back to first. But Geiger gets back. A Pop fly, Texas Lake single, right center for Geiger. Gets Jastrzemski home. And to tie ball game. Geiger's 43rd run batted in, and here's Jackie Jensen, hitting 267. Single to center in the first inning. Rick Wirtz on deck. 2-2 the score. Bud Daly checks the runner, and the pitch to Jackie. Swung on there. Be a line out of play. Strike one. Joe Ripley says it's not. You never ask yourself, old. You don't say what time is it, but what time zone is it? Out in Los Angeles, I get hungry at 3 o'clock every afternoon. Daly delivers. Jensen takes it low. Fastball, 1-1. Your stomach lets you know about what time it is. I go according to body time. Check to the runner of the pitch, and Jensen takes it inside. Ball two. It is strange, Joe, out in California. You know, middle of the afternoon, and suddenly you're just as hungry as you can be. You fix your watch at 3 o'clock, and you realize body time is 6 o'clock. Geiger leads off first. Daly's pitch swung on and fouled off and hit the foot of Jensen, and he drops down. The ball hit him on the ankle. Two balls, two strikes. He gets back up. Jackie's wearing a golf driving glove on his left hand. Grip the bat so tight and grind it around their hands that sometimes they often create calluses on their hands, so some of them will wear these gloves to cut the calluses down. New York 2, Boston 2. One on, two out. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined out to right field for a base hit. And Geiger stops at second. Maris throws to third. Daly cut it off in front of Boyer. He started racing over. Jackie Jensen ripped the line, single to right. Now coming up is Rick Wirtz. Fly to left field in the second inning, hitting 282. Pitch to Wirtz, swung on, a ground ball hits the second. Richardson up with it, throws over to Scarron in time, and the side is retired. One run, three hits, no errors, and two left on at the end of three innings of play. New York, two runs, five hits, no errors, three left on. Boston, two runs, five hits, no errors, and two left on. Somebody sent in a wire, I don't know whether you're listening to the radio or not, who is the Yankees' first string catcher. Right now, it's Elston Howard. Obviously, with Yogi playing the outfield most of the time and getting along in years baseball-wise, and Elston has moved into the number one spot. Elsewhere, Baltimore nothing, Chicago batting in the first inning, Estrada and McLeish. Minnesota 2, Cleveland nothing, end of an inning and a half, Ramos and Lattman. Allison homered one on. Detroit, Kansas City have a pair scheduled later. Washington, Los Angeles, one game. National League, Milwaukee came up with 5 in the sixth inning to go ahead of Pittsburgh 7-2, end of 5.5. Due for Milwaukee. Levine relieved Haddix in the sixth. Matthews and Aaron have homered. They're playing a doubleheader. Chicago 4, Philadelphia 1, end of 4 innings. Brewer for the Cubs. Lehman relieved Mahaffey in the fifth for Philadelphia. Home runs, Boucher, Zimmer has hit a pair, each with one on. First game at Cincinnati, Giants 2, Reds 2. At the end of 3.5, Marichal and Fricky. Robinson homered with one on. Los Angeles 1, St. Louis nothing, end of an inning and a half. Padres and Gibson. Yankees are home tomorrow night for the San Francisco Giants, and I hope you'll be there, too. Putting one little word after another, take along a six-pack of Frosty Ballantine beer, a sure way to guarantee refreshment anytime. Six packs of the crisp refreshers. Ballantine beer. Phil Rizzuto's coming over to spend the rest of the afternoon with you as we move on over to the television side. Hope we'll see you at the stadium tomorrow or Tuesday night for a doubleheader with the White Sox. Tomorrow night doubleheader, Wednesday afternoon, make up game Thursday night, and the Orioles over the weekend. So we'll see you later.
Bill Skarin swings at the first pitch and misses strike one. A 2-2 ball game here at Fenway Park. Don Schwall, the big right-hander, ready. His pitch to Skarin, a curveball, bounce on up with beautiful play. Throw to work for the out. Boy, he took a base hit away from the Moose. Frank Malzahn, flashing his form last year, takes the base hit away from Skarin. The Moose has single to center. His first time at bat brings up Elston Howard, who walked in the second inning. Howard takes the strike on the outside corner. On deck, lead Boyer. The one strike pitch is a little bit low, 1-1. Very hot and humid here in Boston, but I understand it's even hotter back New York, New Jersey way. Hope you're all out on the beach with portable radios. Two balls, one strike on Elston Howard. One out, nobody on. Schwall comes back with a fastball foul to the right, out of play, up on the roof. 2-2 on Howard. Red Sox scored 1 1/3 on a homer by Pagliarone. Rather, in the second on a homer by Pagliarone. In the third on 3 singles and a sacrifice. Yankees scored 2 in the top of the third. There's a ground ball hit to short. Don Button on a big hop. Throws to Vic Wirth and it's one away. Here's Cleve Boyle, who struck out in the second inning. Pagliarone's homer, the only one in the ballgame thus far. Mantler's 1-for-1 with a single. Maris is 1-for-2 with 2 runs batted in. 2 out, nobody on. 2-2 the score. Schwall's pitch to Boyle popped up in front of the plate. Vic Wirth is coming in. To the right of the pitcher's box, makes the catch. So Schwall has an easy top of the fourth inning as he sets the Yankees down in order. Nothing across, and the score at the end of 3.5 innings. The Yankees 2 and the Red Sox 2.
Station identification.
No You're listening to Yankee Baseball on WOKO in Albany, New York, for the very finest in broadcasting.
Jim Taglierone, who homered in the screen atop the left field wall here at Fenway, his first time at bat, leads off against Bud Daly in the bottom of the fourth. Score tied 2-2. The curve to Taglierone outside. Ball one. Red Sox call Taglierone Tag. I think that's easy to say. We'll call him that for a while. Curve to Tag inside. Two balls, no strike. On deck is Frank Malzahn. Well, we've had two exciting ball games. It sounded like Alfred Hitchcock thrillers the way they were played. High fly to short center. Richardson going back. Mantle coming in. Mantle's under it and makes the catch. Bobby had a little trouble with that ball in the sun. But it was high enough, allowing Mantle to come in and make the play. One away. Here's Frank Malzahn. Pops to short in the second inning. Malzahn really having an off year, batting 227. Curve to Malzahn is low, ball one. Malzahn was born in the Bronx, 5'10", 185 pounds. Malzahn had been voted to the last four consecutive All-Star games prior to this year. Had also a slow start and never could get squared away. The 2-0 pitch is hit deep to left field, and that one's going to be gone. Up on the screen for Malzahn. Hit off Daly, and the Red Sox lead 3-2 for Malzahn, his 8th home of the year, and his 45th run batted in. So the Red Sox have scored one in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth to take a one-run lead. Here's Don Button, fouled out to Elston Howard in the second inning. Daly's curveball is on the outside corner, strike called. On deck, Carl Yastrzemski. One strike knuckleball, way outside, 1-1. Looks like the wind is starting to kick up a little bit. One curve, hits Button's bat as he tries to duck out of the way. Bounces right in the Red Sox dugout. One ball, two strikes. Button steps back. That would have been a ball as it almost hit him. Billy Herman coaching at third. Rudy York down at first for the Red Sox. Wind up by Daly. Knuckleball is high, 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Curveball pops foul back up on the roof out of play. Very few left-handers have had much success pitching up here in Fenway Park with the short left field wall. The 2-2 delivery, low and away, ball three, full count on Button. Button with 55 base on balls leads the Red Sox in that department. out, nobody on. Ready now for the payoff pitch to the Red Sox shortstop. Here it is. It's a curve hit over Daly's head. Kubek's going to have to hustle. His throw in time. They just got him by a step. Kubek had to fire that bouncing ball over there. It was not hit hard. Two out. Here's Yastrzemski, who beat out an infield single and back at second base in the third inning. Left-hand hitter. Two out, nobody on. 3-2 Boston leads in the bottom of the fourth. Curve is outside. Ball one. Yastrzemski asks for time. Daly taking a little extra time, getting the signal from Howard. Wind up and the curve inside. Two balls, no strikes. Next pitch is a foul tip at the plate, strike one. Two and one. Crowd not quite as large as Friday night's near capacity crowd. Might be a little larger than yesterday's crowd. But it's been a great weekend of baseball here at Fenway Park. Both for the crowd-pleasing aspect of it and the attendance-wise end of it. The 2-1 pitch, a ground ball, hit to first base. Garin is up with it. Flips to Daly covering in time to get Yastrzemski. For the Red Sox in the bottom of the fourth, they come up with one run on one hit. The homer by Mal Zone. No Yankee errors, nobody left. And the score at the end of four full innings. The Red Sox, 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors. The Yankees, 2 runs on 5 hits and no errors. Baltimore is at Chicago, and the game is being held up because of rain. In the bottom of the first, with Baltimore failing to score in the top of the first, it's Estrada against McLeish. Cleveland's at Minnesota at the end of 2.5 innings. It's the Twins 2, the Indians nothing. Lapman against Ramos. Bob Allison homered in the first with one on. Detroit at Kansas City for a pair, and Washington at Los Angeles. A single game will start later on. In the National League, Milwaukee at Pittsburgh. At the end of 6, it's the Braves 7, the Pirates 3, Buell for Milwaukee. Haddock started, Levine in the 6th, Shands in the 7th. Matthews homered in the 3rd and Aaron in the 6th for the Braves. They're playing a doubleheader out in Pittsburgh. Chicago at Philadelphia. The Cubs are leading 6-1 at the end of 4.5. Brewer for the Cubs. Mahaffey started. Lehman in the 5th. Boucher home in the 3rd. Zimmer in the 3rd with 1 on, and Zimmer again in the 5th with 1 on. The Giants at Cincinnati is 2-2 at the end of 4.5. Marichal against Percy. Robinson homered in the 1st with 1 on. They're playing 2 out of Cincinnati. The Dodgers at St. Louis. Los Angeles leads 1-0 at the end of 2.5. Padres against Gibson. And for...
Now this is Bob Delaney, and we're on the go again with the rest of the ball game, brought to you by the Atlantic Refining Company and your neighborhood Atlantic dealer. The folks who keep your car on the go.
For the Yankees, Bud Daly will lead off. Bud flying to right field in the 3rd inning. Red Sox leading 3-2. Schwall, the right-hander on the mound for the Red Sox. Malzone is in the third. The pitch to Daly is over. Strike call. Fastball just above the knees. On deck, Bobby Richardson. Curve is hit on the ground. A high hop. Malzone can't get it. Button's got it. His throw. In time to get Daly. That was a nice play by Button, who was blocked. Would have been a good pickoff in basketball as Mal Zone went to his left trying to get that high bouncer. Went over his glove. But Button's quick throw in time to nip Daly. One away. Here's Bobby Richardson, who walked and singled. Richardson has scored once. Bobby has already batted in five more runs this year than he did all last year with the Yankees. Richardson taking his time, allowing Daly enough time to get back in the Yankee dugout and get a little rest. Schwall's pitch for Richardson is taken for a strike as Bobby bluffs a bunt. On deck, Tony Kubek. Schwall's next pitch is a ground ball hit to short, but up with it. His throw in time, and they got Richardson by a step. Two nice plays by Button, two away. And here's Kubek, who hit a no double play in the first inning, doubled to right in the third inning and scored. Tony now with 30 doubles on the year, leads the major leagues in that department. Two out, nobody on. Schwall's changeup is over, strike called. Deck is Roger Maris. There's a fastball foul back up on the roof and out of play. Nothing in two on Kubek. Ball swung and a missed strike three. Tony tried to check his swing. The ball was almost in the dirt. Schwall comes up with a second strikeout. The Yankees go down in order in the top of the fifth. Nothing across. The score at the end of four and a half innings. The Red Sox 3 and the Yankees 2.
You know, something new has been added to the do-it-yourself list. Yes, now you can clean the carburetor of your car. Remove dirt in the vital throttle plate area without even raising the hood. How? Just use Atlantic Imperial regularly. You see, dirt deposits build up on the lower walls of most carburetors. In time, these deposits can affect the action of the throttle plate and cause it to feed the wrong mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. Now, this results in rough idling, frequent stalling, and actual gasoline waste. But after a few thousand miles of driving with Atlantic Imperial gasoline, this carburetor dirt will be gone. Washed harmlessly away. And for as long as you use Atlantic Imperial, you needn't worry about new deposits forming. That's why more and more people these days are using Atlantic Imperial. It's the quality gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Ground crew has done in the previous two games. They're smoothing down the infield at the end of four and a half innings. So Bud Daly getting a little extra time to loosen up. They're just about through, and we'll be ready to go here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Don Schwall, who sacrificed successfully in the third inning, will lead off for the Red Sox here in the bottom of the fifth. Boston leads 3-2. They've had two home runs in the ball game, one by their catcher Pagliarone, one by the third baseman Frank Malzone. Art Schwall is stepping into the batter's box, batting 194. Right hand hitter with an open stance. Daly looks over to Cleet Boyer, makes sure he's playing in. Scarron is in at first. The pitch to Schwall. Curveball hit on the ground is short. Kubek on one hop. Throw in plenty of time to get Schwall. Ball was hit right on the nose, but right at Kubek. One away. That'll bring up Chuck Schilling. Bounced to short, fly deep to left center field. Schilling has the most hits of any Red Sox player, 98. He had four hits in yesterday's ball game, his best day since he's been a major leaguer, which is just since the start of this season. His daily pitch is taken for a strike as Schilling bluffed the bunt. On deck is Gary Geiger. Full windup by Daly this time. Knuckleball gets away from Howard, rolls back to the screen, one and one. You can tell it's hot today. The catchers aren't chasing those balls that get by them back to the screen. Usually they do, but it's a wicked day today for the ball players. 1-1 pitch, curve low inside. Has Schilling skipping a little rope at the plate. One out, nobody on. One pitches. Foul tip back. Strike two. Two and two. Ball hit off Howard's mask. Kelly takes the mask off. Shakes his head a little bit. Two balls. Two strikes. One out. Daly ready. Curve outside. 3-2 to Schilling. Now the payoff pitch. Low inside, ball four. Schilling walks, and that's the first base on balls given up by Daly in this ball game. For Schilling, his 48th walk of the year, brings up Gary Geiger. Off to third, singles to short right center field to drive in a run in the third inning. Gowron holding first against Schilling with one out. On deck, Jackie Jensen. Set by Daly. Pitch to Geiger. Curve inside. Ball one. Stretch. And the fastball is hit on the ground. Back to Daly. Wheels around. Throws to Kubek for one. The throw to first. He beat the throw to first base. Daly's throw almost pulled Kubek off the bag, as Tony had a lunge to his right backhand the ball just to keep his toe on the bag for the fourth play on Schilling, but his return throw was not in time to double Geiger. Play going from one to six. Jackie has had six base hits and nine at-bats in this three-game series so far with the Yankees. Taking a lot of extra batting practice, wearing a golf glove on his left hand. He came up with some blisters, but it's paid off. Geiger at first with two out. Red Sox lead 3-2. The stretch and a pitch to Jensen. Curveball popped in the air. Foul. Boy is chasing it near the stands, and that ball is going back. No, he caught it. A beautiful play by Boy. He reached back two rows to make that play, leaning over the railing of the box seat. Anything that Boy gets his glove on sticks, that's for sure. So, for the Red Sox in the bottom of the fifth, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors, one man left. And the score at the end of five full innings. The Red Sox, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. The Yankees, 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Here at Fenway Park, the Red Sox lead 3-2 going into the top of the sixth. And Roger Maris will lead off. Roger bounced a short, single to right to drive in 2 runs. Minnesota leading Cleveland 2-0 at the end of two. Other games haven't started in the American League. In the National League, Milwaukee leads Pittsburgh 7-3 at the end of seven. Cubs lead the Phillies 6-4 at the end of five. Giants and Cincinnati tied 2-2 at the end of five. And the Dodgers leading the Cardinals 1-0 at the end of three. All right, Roger Maris steps into the batter's box.
lined up by Squall. The pitch to Maris, a high fly to right center field. Gary Geiger has plenty of time to come under it and makes the catch. That was a towering fly that Maris got under just a little bit. And here's Mickey Mantle. Mickey beat out a bunt the second inning, was thrown out attempting to steal. The first time this year that Mantle has been thrown out on an attempted steal. And Mickey walked in the third inning. He's one for one, batting .333. Batting left-handed against the right-hander Don Schwall. Here's the pitch to Mickey. Curve is high, ball one. Al Downing, the youngster, who was called up from Binghamton, is loosening up in the bullpen, but he is scheduled a pitch against the San Francisco Giants tomorrow night. There's a foul coming back on the roof and out of play. One and one on Mickey. Whitey Ford was telling young Al Downing about his first appearance with the Yankees, which was right here at Fenway Park. And it was a horrible experience. The pitch is low and away. Ball two, 2-1. A 2-1 delivery. The curve high, ball three, 3-1. Ball four, and that's the 77th time that Mantle has walked this year. Second time in this ball game, and here's Yogi Berra. Yogi bounced to short and bounced to first. One out. Red Sox 3, Yankees 2. This is the top of the sixth. On deck is Bill Scarron. Yogi is hit in the air to center field. Gary Geiger flips the glasses down, moves to his right a few steps, and takes it. Mantle tagging, starts for second, and then goes back. A perfect throw by Geiger, and Mantle would have been a dead duck if he tried it. Two out. And here's Scarron. Scarron's single to center, was robbed of a base hit in the fourth inning on a fine play by Malzona third. First. The stretch in the pitch to Scarron is a curve on the inside corner, strike ball. Again, Schwall sets. Curve gets away from Pagliaroni, rolling back to the screen. Mantle easily goes to third. Wild pitch, charged to Schwall. His second wild pitch of the ball game, by the way. And Mantle is in scoring position with two outs and a 1-1 count on Scarra. Red Sox catcher out to talk with his pitcher. Boston leading. Right hander stretches. Curve to Scarron on the inside corner, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Low Outside on curve to the Moose have nicked the inside corner as Garin has stepped away. So Schwall is ahead of Moose. One ball, two strikes. It swung in and missed, strike three. And that curve was way outside. Garin throws the bat away successfully. For the Yankees in the top of the sixth, no runs, no hits. No Red Sox. There is one man left. The score at the end of 5.5. The Red Sox 3 and the Yankees nothing.
No matter what kind of car they're driving these days, more and more motorists from New England to Florida are talking about Atlantic Imperial gasoline. They're making it the big seller in the East. Now, there's a reason for this popularity, too. Atlantic Imperial gives you everything you've come to expect from a quality gasoline and more. In just a few thousand miles, Atlantic Imperial washes away harmful deposits that form around the vital throttle plate area of your carburetor. These deposits can cause rough idling, stalling, and gasoline waste. And as long as you use it, Atlantic Imperial will prevent new deposits from building up. Drive into your Atlantic dealer soon for Atlantic Imperial. It's the gasoline specially designed to clean your carburetor as you drive and keep it clean.
It's the Red Sox 3 and the Yankees 2, as I said, 3-0 at the end of 5.5. Rick Wirtz will lead off for the Red Sox. Slide to left, bounce to second. Daly's pitch to Wirtz is a ground ball to first base. Garin backs up with it. Flips to Daly, covering in time for the out. And right now we'll pause for station identification.
You're listening to Yankee Baseball on Quality Modern Radio, WOKO in Albany, New York.
Here's Paglioni, the catcher. Homer in the second inning, fly to center in the fourth inning. Daly's pitch is a curve inside, ball one. Outside this time, ball two, 2-0. On deck, Frank Malzone. Here's Daly's 2-0 pitch. Curveball line to left, the base hit. Yogi is up with it, and Pag is on with a single to left field. His second base hit, and the seventh hit off Daly. Up Frank Malzone, who pops a short and homers. Malzone 1-for-2. Red Sox 3, Yankees 2, bottom of the sixth. Wow. Garin holding first against the Red Sox catcher. The stretch by Daly. His curve is hit on the ground, back to the pitcher. Daly's throw to Richardson for one. Back to first. Double play. First baseman, the pitcher to the second baseman of the first baseman. For the Red Sox in the bottom of the sixth, no runs, one hit. No Yankee errors. Nobody left in the score at the end of the sixth full inning. The Red Sox 3 and the Yankees 2. On the scoreboard, Baltimore, Chicago, they've resumed play. It's 0-0 at the end of one, a start against McLeish. Cleveland at Minnesota, the Twins lead 3-0 at the end of 3.5. Lattman against Ramos. Allison homered in the first with one on. Detroit at Kansas City for a pair in the first game, just getting underway. Foytak against Shaw. Washington is at Los Angeles, and they start later on. in the National League, Milwaukee at Pittsburgh for a doubleheader. It's the Braves 7, the Pirates 3 at the end of 7. Buell for Milwaukee. Witt is in there now in the 8th inning for the Pirates. Matthews and Aaron homered for Milwaukee. Chicago at Philadelphia at the end of 5.5. It's the Cubs 6, the Phillies 4. Brewer started, Elston in the 5th for the Cubs. Mahaffey started, Lehman in the 5th, Brown in the 6th for the Phillies. Boucher homered in the 3rd with nobody on. Zimmer in the 3rd with one on, and Zimmer again in the 5th with one on. Demina homered in the 5th with one on for the Phillies. San Francisco at Cincinnati. The Giants came up with 3 in the top of the 6th, lead Cincinnati 5-2 in the first game of a doubleheader. Marichal for San Francisco, Turkey for the Reds. Potato homered in the 6th with one on. Bailey in the 6th with nobody on. For the Reds, Robinson in the 1st with one on. The Dodgers are at St. Louis for a single game. It's Los Angeles 1, St. Louis nothing at the end of 4.5. Padres against Gibson. And here at Fenway Park, it'll be the bottom third of the Yankee order. Howard, Boyer, and Daly to face Schwarber. Walked and bounced to the shortstop. Pitch to Howard is in there. Strike one called. Ball's next pitch is a curve lined right at the second baseman, Chuck Schilling, for the out. Hit it right on the nose, but the Red Sox second baseman playing him perfectly didn't have to move for it. One away. Here's Cleet Boyer. Boyer struck out, popped up to first. Jim Coates up in the Yankee bullpen. Boyer is a curve that gets away from the Red Sox catcher, rolls back to the screen. Ball one. One out, nobody on. Is over. Strike one. 1-1. Schwarber hitting that outside corner on the Yankee hitters. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Hit in the air to right field. Jensen moving back. He's under it. Makes the catch just in front of the Yankee bullpen as Boyer got good wood on it to the opposite field. Two out. And Bud Bailey is coming out. And with Daly coming out, Jim Coates sits down in the Yankee bullpen. Bud gets his bat from Bobby Richardson, who's on deck. Daly is fly to right, bounce to the shortstop. Red Sox leading 3-2 here in the top of the 7th. Mr. Daly is low, ball one. In the top of the 7th inning in the last 2 ball games here, we had played 2.5 hours. Long but exciting ball game. Here we played just 1 hour and 40 minutes. Fastball is over. Strike called, 1-1. One pitch, foul tip back, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Bob Stewart takes a look at the ball and keeps it in play. Throws it back to Schwarber. Two out, nobody on. in the air to left center field. Geiger going to his right. He's under it and makes the catch. Geiger was shading Daly over that way. The left fielder couldn't get through to it. The Yankees get down in order in the top of the seventh, nothing across. The score at the end of 6.5 innings, Boston 3 and the Yankees 2.
The difference Atlantic Imperial Gasoline makes in your car's performance, or Atlantic will pay the difference. Ask your Atlantic dealer for all the details about Atlantic's clean carburetor set.
In the bottom of the seventh inning. It'll be the bottom third of their order to face Daly. Don Budden, foul of the catcher, bounced to short. Will be leading off, followed by Yastrzemski and Schwab. Here's the pitch. It's a curve swung at it. Missed strike one. Pull the string on the curveball. Is fouled back off the screen. Nothing in two on Button. Knuckleball hit on the ground is short. Kubek is up with it. His throw to Scarron is one away. Ball took a little short hop just before Tony fielded it. Brings up Carl Yastrzemski, beat out an infield single in the third inning and scored, and bounced to first in the fourth inning. Daly's pitch to the left-hand hitter is on the outside corner. Strike call. Hit the right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski waited on that changeup curve beautifully, timed it just right, and hit it between first and second of right field. The eighth hit off Daly, Yastrzemski's second hit, and that'll bring up Don Schwall, who sacrificed in the third inning, bounced to the shortstop in the fifth inning. Wall stepping in. Boyer is in at third. The pitch is taken low as he squared around to bunt the ball. Scarron and Boyer charging in. Here's a stretch by Daly. Throw to first, but Yastrzemski is back. There's a bunt down to first. Scarron is up with it. Throws to Richardson covering as Yastrzemski goes down to second base. Second time that Wall is sacrificed successfully. That play going from 3-4, the first baseman to the second baseman covering. And here's Chuck Schilling. Chuck Schilling bounces short, fly to center and walks. Red Sox lead 3-2. Yastrzemski leading off second. Pitch to Schilling. Foul. Back in the screen. Strike one. Side corner, strike two. Nothing in two on Schilling, who was not too happy with that call. Walked out of the batter's box, shaking his head a little bit. Gary Geiger on deck. Here's a two-strike pitch. Popped in the air, but coming back out of play. Two on Chuck Schilling. Yastrzemski leading off second as Daly stretches. Curve hit on the ground at second base. Richardson is up with it. Throws to Scarron. That's all for Schilling and the Red Sox in the bottom of the seventh. For Boston, no runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, one man left. The score at the end of seven full innings. The Red Sox 3 and the Yankees 2. For real.
Fans, next time you're on the go, try Atlantic Imperial. It's the quality gasoline backed by the clean carburetor test. Ask your Atlantic dealer for all the details.
In that benefit game, we'll be on radio at 7:55 p.m. and on television at 8 p.m. over WPIX Channel 11. The Yankees will play the Chicago White Sox on Tuesday night, a twi-night doubleheader, followed by an afternoon game on Wednesday with the White Sox and another night game on Thursday with Chicago. The official paid attendance just announced 28,575. The total attendance for the three-game series was 85,850. Very good attendance for this series with the Yankees. For New York, in the top of the eighth, it'll be Richardson, Kubek, and Maris to face Schwall. Bobby is 1-for-2. He walked, singled, and scored, and bounced to short. To Bobby is over. Strike one called. Ball comes back with a curve that's hit high in the air to left center field. Yastrzemski and Geiger over. Geiger calling for it, makes the catch with Yastrzemski standing right alongside of him. Bobby got under that ball a little bit. He got good wood on it. It was hit deep to left center. But way up in the air. One away. Here's Kubek. Hit into a double play. Double to right and scored. Struck out in the fifth. Tony has 30 doubles. Lead the majors in that department. nobody on deck, Roger Maris. Pitch to Kubek is bunted. Pass the pitcher. Killing throw. He beat it out. A nice drag bunt by Kubek. Wall couldn't get it, and Schilling made a fine play coming in, picking it up and throwing off balance. A bunt single for Kubek. That's the sixth hit off Wall. Here's Roger Maris. Maris bounced to short, single to right, to drive in two runs in a third inning, and fly to center field in the sixth. On deck, Mickey Mantle. One away. Leads off first. Pitch to Maris. Curve over. Strike one call. Dick Wirtz holding first against Kubek with one away. Ball stretches. His pitch is low and away. One and one. Baltimore, Chicago, nothing, nothing at the end of one. And Minnesota leads Cleveland 6-0 at the end of five. Detroit at Kansas City, Washington at L.A. has not started. Here's the stretch. The pitch is line foul down the right field line, back into the box seat. One ball, two strikes on Maris. In the National League, Milwaukee leads Pittsburgh 7-3 at the end of seven. Cubs 6, Phillies 4 at the end of seven. Giants 5, Cincinnati 2 at the end of six, and the Cardinals 1, at L.A. 1, Cardinals nothing at the end of five. One ball, two strikes on Roger Maris. One out. The pitch, low outside, 2-2. Two, the Red Sox lead. Pitch to Maris, outside, full count on Roger, 3-2. Wall tried to put a little extra on that curveball. But he missed the plate. Now Kubek looking at Crisetti to see if he'll be running with a 3-2 count. Ready for the payoff pitch. The line foul outside of first. Kubek was not running with the pitch. Fifth walk given up by Schwall. Pagliarone out talking to the right-hander, trying to calm him down a little bit. He was upset with that call. Kubek moves to second, Maris to first, and Mickey Mantle will be the batter. Mickey's 1-for-1. He beat out a bunt in the second inning and walked in the third and sixth inning. Down on the ground. He is not a happy young man right now. The Red Sox 3, the Yankees 2 in the top of the eighth. One out. Kubek at second, Maris at first. high wall. Pitch to Mickey, low outside, ball one. Al Magley making a signal to the bullpen. Again, the right-handed set. Curve is outside, ball two. Mike Cornelius and Arnold Early are up in the Red Sox bullpen. A left-hander and a right-hander. 2-0 on Mickey. The stretch. The curve is low, ball three. 3-0 to Mickey with Yogi Berra on deck. And it's been in the eighth and ninth innings that the Yankees have stormed back against the Red Sox in this series. Now the 3-0 pitch. It's a curve high, ball four. And again, Schwall has his hands on his hips. Curve Mantle with a 3-0 count, giving up his sixth walk of the ball game, and it brings up Yogi Berra. Yogi bounced to short, bounced to first, fly to center. The Red Sox leading 3-2, but the Yankees have the bases loaded on a bunt single and two walks. And the always dangerous, especially in the clutch, Yogi Berra up there now. Infield in double play depth with Yogi up there. On deck, Bill Scarron. Short windup by Schwall. His pitch is on the outside corner, strike one, and Yogi steps back and shakes his head. And Yogi was not happy that time. And he is giving Mr. Stewart a little bit of lip. Pounds his bat on home plate. One strike on Yogi. Wind up. Curve is lined right at the second base. And throw, double play. Yogi hit a line drive at Chuck Schilling. And his throw to Don Budden doubled off second base. Yogi hit the ball right on the nose, but right at the second baseman, and Maris couldn't get back. And for the Yankees in the top of the eighth, no runs, one hit, no Red Sox errors, two men left. The score at the end of 7.5 innings, the Red Sox 3 and the Yankees 2.
You'll like the difference, or we'll pay the difference. Atlantic Imperial, the quality gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean, is now backed by the Clean Carburetor Test. Take it, and without risking an extra penny, discover yourself the wonderful difference a clean carburetor makes in your car's performance. Ask your Atlantic dealer for a receipt with each purchase of Atlantic Imperial. After using 100 gallons of this fine gasoline, if you're not satisfied that it gives you less stalling, smoother idling, generally better performance, just mail the receipts to Atlantic. We'll refund the difference in cost between 100 gallons of Atlantic Imperial and the same amount of regular gasoline. You're the judge. You like the difference Atlantic Imperial makes, or we'll pay the difference.
For the Red Sox, in the bottom of the eighth inning, Gary Geiger, Jackie Jensen, and Vic Wirtz to face Bud Daly. Pitch to Geiger. Curveball swung and missed, strike one. Geiger has popped the third, singled to center in the third to drive in a run, and then hit back to the box. The Red Sox really got out of the jam in that top of the eighth inning, converting Yogi's line drive into a double play.
Slow curve bunted back to the box. Daly up with it. Throws to Scarron. They got Geiger. Geiger tried to drag one by Daly, and he had a perfect pitch to do it. A change-up curveball, but he bunted right back to the box. Here's Jackie Jensen, who has now had 7 hits and 11 times at bat in this series. He singled his first 2 times up and then fouled out the 3rd in the 5th inning. Boyer reaching into the stands to backhand his little pop foul. One away. Curve ball is inside to Jensen. Ball one. Daly's next pitch hit on the ground up the middle. Another base hit for Jensen. And he is hitting that ball to all fields, too. That's 8 hits and 12 at-bats for Jensen in this series. And that's the 9th hit off Daly. It brings up Vic Wirtz, who's 0 for 3. Fly to left, bounce to second, bounce to first. 3-2, the Red Sox lead in the bottom of the 8th. Pitch to Wirtz popped up and back of the plate. Howard coming back near the screen, and he makes the catch as a fan reached out with a hot dog and all in his hand and almost blocked Howard from catching that ball. That's 2 away. And here's Pagliarone, who's 2 for 3. He homered in the 2nd inning, fly to center in the 4th, and single to left in the 6th. 2 outs. Jensen at first. Jensen tried to steal in the 1st inning and was thrown out. Howard to Kubek. Matt will try to steal for the Yankees. 2nd inning, and he was thrown out attempting to steal. First time Mickey was thrown out this year. Throw to first. Jensen's back just in time. That was a good move by Daly. Looks like Jackie might have ideas of trying to steal 2nd again. The stretch. The pitch is a base hit to left field for Pagliarone. That's his 3rd base hit of the game. Jensen stops at 2nd, and that's the 10th hit off Daly. And here's Malzone. Malzone popped to short, homered, and hit into a double play. Two out, two on, 3-2, the Red Sox lead. Jim Coates is up in the Yankee bullpen. Stretch, and the slow curve is fouled back on the screen. 1 strike. Stretch by Daly. It's deep to left. A curving foul way back over the screen and across the street. Malzone really caught hold of a low inside curveball. Foul by only a few feet, but way over the screen atop the high fence here at Fenway and across the street. Got the crowd buzzing. Malzone hit one into the screen. His 2nd time at bat in the 4th inning. 2 strikes on the Red Sox 3rd base. Daly set. Knuckleball outside. Ball 1. Steps off the rubber. once again, Daly set. Curve swung at and missed strike three. He fooled Mal Zone on the changeup curveball. For the Red Sox in the bottom of the eighth, no runs, two hits, no Yankee errors, two men left. And the score at the end of eight full innings, the Red Sox 3 and the Yankees 2. And right now, let's pause for station identification.
You're listening to the station that has the best in good sound broadcasting, WOKO in Albany, New York.
On the scoreboard in the American League, Baltimore at Chicago, the White Sox lead 2-0 at the end of two. Fisher replaced Estrada in the second. McLeish for the White Sox. Seavers homered in the second. Cleveland and Minnesota, the Twins are leading 6-0 at the end of five. Locke replaced Lattman in the fifth. Ramos for Minnesota. Allison Holman in the first with one on. Lepsio in the fourth with nobody on. And Killebrew in the fifth with one on. Detroit at Kansas City at the end of an inning and a half. It's Kansas City 2. The Tigers 1. Foytak against Shaw. Norm Cash homered in the second inning with nobody on. They're playing a doubleheader out at KC. Washington at Los Angeles has not started. In the National League, Milwaukee beat the Pirates 11-4. From Milwaukee, 11 runs, 11 hits, no errors. The Pirates, 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Buell all the way the winner, Haddix the loser. Matthews and Aaron homered. They're playing a doubleheader at Pittsburgh. The Cubs lead the Phillies 11-4 at the end of 7.5. Elston against Green. Boucher had a homer with nobody on. Zimmer had two homers, each with a man on. And Altman had one with two on. Demina homered with one on for the Phillies. The Giants at Cincinnati are tied up 5-5 at the end of 7.5. Sam Jones replaced Marichal. Turkey for the Reds. Cepeda and Bailey homered. Cepeda with one on. Robinson, Lynch, and Cardenas homered for Cincinnati. Robinson's with a man on. The Dodgers lead the Cardinals 2-0 at the end of 6.5. Padres against Gibson. For the Yankees, Bill Scarron leads off as New York trails 3-2. The curve is hit high to left but foul and going back up on the roof and out of play. Wall got that curveball a little bit too high up around Scarron's eyes. Moose single, bounced to third, and struck out. For the Red Sox, Cornelius the right-hander and Early the left-hander loosening up. And for the Yankees, Jim Coates. Fastball hit in the ground up the middle, a base hit for Scarron. And the Yankees have started again in the ninth inning. And they have had some powerful ninth innings here at Fenway in the last 2 days, Friday night and Saturday afternoon. Here's Elston Howard, who walked, bounced to short, and lined to second. Yankees trail 3-2. And on deck is Johnny Blanchard. Three straight games now that he'll be pinch hitting for Cleet Boyer. The pitch to Howard, swing and a miss, strike one. Blanchard is on deck. Pitch to Howard, outside, 1-1. Pete Runnels at first place in place of Vic Wirth. There's a fly ball to dead center. Tiger going back, way back, and that ball is in the center field bleaching. Elston Howard hits a home run in the center field bleaching to put the Yankees out in front, 4-3. Holy cow, these Yankees. And now Blanchard will not bat for Boyer. It again to these Red Sox, and they're going to have nightmares when the Yankees leave town. Outside of the ninth inning, the Red Sox have outplayed, outpitched, and outdefensed the Yankees throughout this series. But Elston Howard comes up with his ninth home of the year to put the Yankees out in front 4-3. Pete Runnels comes over to talk with Schwall, as does Pagliarone. it is fantastic, unbelievable what the Yankees have done in three consecutive games. In the ninth inning here at Fenway Park. Johnny Blanchard, who was on deck ready to bat for Boyer, was called back, and Boyer's going to bat. Fleeter struck out, popped the first, fly to right. Pitch to Boyer. The curve hit deep to left. Way back there. And it's a foul ball. That ball went completely over the screen, just as Mal Jones did. Foul by, maybe a foot, 2 feet high over the left field screen. The Red Sox Ford Riders are convinced that the Red Sox pitchers cannot get by the ninth inning, not only against the Yankees, but the other clubs. Fastball on the outside corner, strike two. Now it hit a curveball, believe it or not, in the dead center field bleachers. Nothing in two on Boyer. Curve is fouled back up on the roof out of play. Here's the windup. Slow curve is high. One ball, two strikes. On the outside corner, strike three called. Boyer is out of there. Fourth strikeout for Schwall. And Bud Daly is due to be the batter. Coach, who was loosening up in the Yankee bullpen, has sat down. And Daly's coming out to bat. Bud Daly, who was 0 for 3, fly to right, bounce to short, fly to center. Daly is a line drive backhanded by Schilling. Nice play. Throw to first in time for the out. Schilling made a beautiful play to take a base hit away from Bud Daly. Young kid Chuck Schilling has really been sensational at second base for the Red Sox. Here's Bobby Richardson, who walks single, bounces short, fly to center. Bobby scored once. Two out. In the top of the ninth, the Yankees leading 4-3. Hits to Bobby. Curve is over. Strike one call. He is coming up for the Red Sox next inning. Budden, Yastrzemski, and Schwall are due to bat. Might have some pinch hitters. Curve outside. 1-1. Pitch is a ground ball, hits a deep short, but can't handle it. He tried to backhand the ball, and it goes as a base hit for Richardson. Borden was in front of the ball and then tried to backhand it, and the ball squirted off his glove. It goes as an infield single. And it brings up Tony Kubek. Kubek hit into a double play, doubled, struck out, and beat out a bunch. Tony is 2 for 4. He scored once. Has hit his 30th double of the year in this ballgame. The lead both leagues in that department. Richardson at first with two outs. Runnels holding first against Richardson. A stretch, and the curve has hit him at ground to third. Al Jones goes to first base, and that's all for Kubek and the Yankees. But not before the Yankees score two runs on three base hits. No Red Sox errors. One man left, and the score at the end of 8.5 innings. The Yankees 4 and the Red Sox 3.
Hey, that new power mower sure looks easy to operate, George.
Yeah. Wish our car performed half as well.
What's the trouble?
Oh, idles like a vibrating machine. Stalls all over the place.
Sounds familiar.
Your car the same way?
Used to be. Turned out the carburetor was full of dirt.
Oh? What did you do?
Cleaned it, of course.
Hey, that must have been a big job.
Nothing to it. I just started using Atlantic Imperial gasoline.
What's that got to do with it?
Hey, where have you been? I thought everybody knew by now that Atlantic Imperial gasoline cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Atlantic Imperial. And it works for you?
It works for me.
Boy, I'll have to start using Atlantic Imperial gasoline right away. Meanwhile, back to the grass. That's one problem Atlantic Imperial can't solve.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Don Budden will lead off. Budden's 0 for 3. He popped to the catcher and bounced to short twice. The Yankees leading 4 to 3 in the last half of the ninth inning. Bud Daly on the mound for the Yankees. Pitch to Budden. A base hit to left field on the first pitch. A high curve ball. Yogi is up with it, and Budden's on with a long single to left. We have action in the Yankee bullpen. Bill Stafford and Jim Coates, two right-handers up in the Yankee bullpen. That's the 11th hit off Daly. Daly is pitching an Eddie Lopez-type game here today, where the opposing team gets a lot of base hits, but not too many runs. Here's Yastrzemski, who is 2 for 3. Beat out an infield single, scored in the third, bounced to first, and single to right. The tying run is on at first base here in the bottom of the ninth. Daly stretches. Pitch to Yastrzemski is taken outside, ball one. Carl was ready to bunt that ball. Yastrzemski looks down at Billy Herman, the third base coach. Arnold Daly, a left-hander, is up in the Red Sox bullpen. The stretch. Pitch, he squares around, bunts it. A good bunt to Daly. Daly goes to first base in time to get Yastrzemski. The sacrifice worked. That was a good bunt. It rolled dead in front of the plate. From 1 to 4, the pitcher to the second baseman covering. And we'll probably have a pinch hitter for Don Schwall. Let's wait and see who it is. Looks like Pumpsy Green grabbing a couple of bats down there. Green, who is a switch hitter. That's who it is. Green batting for Don Schwall. Green is batting an even 200, has 5 doubles, 2 triples, 1 homer, 7 runs batted in. And Green, who as we told you is a switch hitter, will be batting right-handed against Buck Daly. Is at second with one out. This is the bottom of the ninth. Another thriller. The fans couldn't have asked for more exciting baseball than has been played in this three-game series here at Fenway Park. Each game has gone down to the last out, as every game does, but not as close as these games have been. All right, Budden leads off second. The stretch by Daly. The pitch to Green. Curve. Low ball one. On deck is Chuck Schilling. Charlie set. Curve over this time, strike one, 1-1. Bailey working slowly, goes back to the rosin bag. Maris not too deep in right. Big hole in right center for Green, as Natalie shading pumps you over in left center. Yogi in front of the scoreboard and left. Infield deep. Button with a good lead off second. Here's the stretch. Pitch, fastball, outside. Ball two, 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, curve on the outside corner, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and one out. Bailey again goes back to the rosin bag. Taking it very slow and easy out on the mound, walking around a little bit. Now he checks the sign for Nelson Howard. 2-2 on Green. One out, but leading off second. A left-hander stretches. The 2-2 pitch. A stroke and bat foul right in the Red Sox dugout, and Pumpkey will have to go in for a new piece of lumber. He was guarding the dish and hit that outside fastball right on the end. The Red Sox bat boy running back with Green's broken bat gets him another one. Green also gets a little rosin a rub on the bat handle. Still 2-2. Green pinch hitting for Don Schwall. By Bud. Again, the 2-2 pitch. Way outside. Backhanded by Howard. 3-2. Almost a wild pitch by Bud Daly. Full count to Pumpkey Green. Again, looks in the Yankee dugout. All the Yankee players yelling words of encouragement to Daly. Red Sox players yelling for Pumpkey Green to hit one. Green digging in, ready now for the payoff pitch. Here it is. Curve hit the left field back there, and that ball's going to be off the wall. And Green is going to try for two. Here's Yogi throw. He's in with a double, and the ball. Double on a 3-2 pitch off the left field wall. Button scored easily. It's tied up at 4-4. And now the Red Sox are in a good spot with the winning run at second and only one out. Chuck Schilling is the batter. Schilling is 0 for 3. Bounce to short, fly to center, walk, and bounce to second. Pumpkey Green has had a fine year pinch hitting against the Yankees, that's for sure. Both at the stadium and here at Fenway. Coach still loosening up in the Yankee bullpen. Humphrey Green at second. The pitch to Schilling. Curve is over. Strike one call. Gary Geiger on deck. Here's Daly stretch. Fastball is outside. 1-1. Yesterday, the Red Sox got 18 hits and lost. Today, they have 12 base hits. The Yankees have 9. 1-1 on Schilling. The stretch by Daly. His pitch is a curve that's low ball two. 2-1. Hit by Green and a run scored by Budden takes Schwall off the hook. He cannot be the losing pitcher. Could be the winning pitcher if the Red Sox score this inning. Here's the stretch. Curve, he checked his swing and tied ball three. 3-1. Green leading off second base. Here's a stretch by Daly. 3-1 curveball is popped in the air. Daly, the pitcher, calling for it. Nobody else can get to it, and Daly makes the catch. Schilling was fooled on a changeup curveball. That's two out, and here's Gary Geiger. Geiger is 1-for-4 with an RBI. He singled in the third inning to drive in a run. He's also popped the third, hit back to the box twice. Deck Jackie Jensen. Two outs, a winning run at second base. Bottom of the ninth. All tied at 4-4. Here's a stretch by Daly. The throw to second. No, he doesn't throw. He wheels around the throw, but Green is back. Again, Daly stretches. Pitch to Geiger, curve, low and away, ball one. Daly stretches. Fastball is right in there, strike one, 1-1. Looked like Geiger was looking for the breaking stuff. Took a fastball about belt high right down the middle. Ready for the 1-1 pitch. Curveball swung at and missed strike two. He pulled the string on the curveball and Geiger was way out in front. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Curve fouled off the end of the bat. A nice play by a fan in the front row of box seats who leaned over and caught the ball below the railing. Gives it to his little boy who's sitting next to him. Count is still one ball, two strikes. Kubek is trying to hold Green close to second in the event of a base hit. Give the outfield a little better chance to throw him out at the plate. Daly ready out on the hill. His pitch high, 2-2 the count, all even. stretch. The 2-2 pitch. Curve.
Pop to the right field. Here comes Green. Now it's coming in. The throw to the plate. He flies and the Red Sox win it. The Red Sox win a tremendous ball game. As Davis singles with two strikes on him, the drive-in pumps to Green with the winning run. Really win a thrill of 5-4, scoring two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning on three base hits. No Yankee errors and one man left. So that winds up this ball game. The Red Sox 5 and the Yankees 4. And while we're getting the exciting ball as they have in these three games. They'll really pack the fans here at Fenway. The totals in the ball game for the Red Sox, 5 runs, 13 hits, no errors. 7 men left. For the Yankees, 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and 7 men left on base. The winning pitcher is Don Schwall, who was 110 and lost 2. The loser is Bud Daly, who was 18 and lost 12. It looked like the Yankees had pulled another one out of the fire in the top of the ninth inning when Scarron singled and Howard Holman in the center field bleachers to put them ahead 4-3. But then the Red Sox came back in the bottom of the ninth. Budden led off with a single. Yastrzemski sacrificed. Punxsy Green pinch hitting for Schwall, doubled off the scoreboard. After Schilling popped up to Daly, Geiger singled with a count of 2-2 on him to drive in the winning run. The Red Sox scored 1 in the second on a homer by Pagliarone. 1 in the third as Geiger drove in the second run for the Red Sox on a single to right center field. 1 in the fourth on a homer by Malzone, and then the 2 here in the bottom of the ninth. The Yankees scored 2 in the third inning when Maris singled with runners at second and third to drive in 2 runs. They scored their other 2 in the ninth on the 2-run homer by Howard. So it was exciting baseball. Scarron extended his hitting streak to 14 games in a row. But that was it.
Well, that winds up another Ballantyne baseball broadcast. Now, this is Bob Delaney saying that's all for now from the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic dealer, who offer you Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean. And P. Ballantyne and Sons, brewers of the crisp refresher, Ballantyne Beer. Enjoy sunny, mellow Ballantyne Beer along with baseball. This is the Home of Champions Network.